There are pathways within our body where energy flows. Some call this a chakra system, where wheels of energy live specifically in the body. In these places, connections are made between our emotional, mental, and physical health. All the realms and dimensions of health, really. There's no one way our energy moves. These energy centers are able to maneuver from one to the next, less like a ladder and more moving where they need to be in a moment's notice. We can shift from the anchor points of our stability and steadfastness at the root chakra to the space of the heart and our deepest compassions within seconds. And we can stay in both places or all places at the same time for as little or as long as we want. Direct your attention to the sixth chakra. This is the space just between and just above the eyebrows. It's not quite the forehead. It's the place where we slap, open-palmed, when we realize we've done something silly. That slap stands for realization. It's as if we're knocking on the door of our inner knowing, and we do it typically when we've ignored those hunches or forgotten who we are or what we stand for. It's important to know that this wheel of energy is the space of our intuition. It's where we access our memories, start to connect dots and make sense of why we've been who we've been and doing what we've been doing on repeat. This is where we begin to recognize our own patterns. When we're disconnected from this energetic space, when we're turned off to it, we don't even know we're repeating patterns that don't serve or comprehend choices we've been making that drain us of everything we otherwise have to offer. Here, we can also understand the seemingly hidden motivation behind our choices and decisions. It is the onset of greater self-awareness. When we start to notice, we begin to recognize how we're moving in the world. And when we do, we connect to our insight, our ability to see within. Every time we recognize our patterns, we move towards wholeness. Recognition is the opening to wisdom. It is an acknowledgement and a nod to ourselves. We know who we are. Opening the third eye allows us to continue to look, to see beyond the superficial and perceive deeper patterns and meanings. This requires trust in yourself. Can you sit now, close your eyes, draw your attention to the mind's eye there, between and above the eyebrows? Perhaps you touch it. Can you picture a bright ball of light and hold your inner gaze right there? You can choose to stop here, rest and listen, focusing on that ball of light. Or you could call to mind what's on the surface for you. What are you thinking about the most? Can you go deeper to ask yourself why? Is there a significance to that which sits so close to the summit? No shame, no stories. An honest and genuine exploration. You are an intricate and unique being, full of complexity. See the bigger picture now, and set it ablaze in the light of that expanse.